This episode of The View from the Rock is brought to you by the following sponsors. Sign Dog Northwest. They're your source for custom signs, banners, boat names, fleet graphics, and more. Custom design services available. Merle Inc., the premier custom home builder in the Clee Ellum area and a proud featured home builder in Suncadia Resort in Tumble Creek. Rob Thomas Drywall, the number one drywall company in Ellensburg and Kittitas County. Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. I'm your host, Ruck, here with Papa Swappa and Morgie, and some live guests as well here at the Yellow Dog Studios. We're back for, is this season three, episode two?
I believe it is. I believe it's episode two.
Okay. And we've got a show lined up for you. We actually have some concerts to go over from last time. Maybe one of us went out of state for a little bit. New sponsor. We've got music genre that's hard rock, 60s to 90s. Beer of the week from, again, out of state. I believe it's Wisconsin. I was not a Wisconsin accent, in case you thought I was trying
Wisconsin?
That.
Wisconsin?
I think you nailed it.
Wisconsin, yeah. And then top three fictional sports villains. Swapper, how are you doing today?
Well, I just got absolutely bombarded with silly string.
Right in the face.
Happy birthday, Swappy.
Well, thank you. It's not actually my birthday today, but we are.
Happy birthday week.
It's my birthday week. I think at this age, you know, we need to celebrate living. And since we are here, it's a great week to celebrate.
And you're over the half century mark. So
I
that's
am.
Good.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Hey, you know, if you got our most recent stickers, you can't tell. I mean, we look fit as a fiddle.
I think
we
I brought young. This up on the last podcast, but the new stickers are very flattering compared to the original artwork.
Yeah, I don't know who made the original artwork, but the one who's making it now, we need to pay him more, I think.
Yeah, that was you that made the original artwork.
Ah, damn
I look very aged.
You know, I said that I'd fix it, but I guess it's just the original.
No, that's, the new artwork, it probably slimmed us more than 75 hard would slim us.
Oh, you guys look amazing. And the new sticker. I love my pickleball paddle.
It looked like, the first time I saw it, it looked like you were wearing an Oregon Duck shirt.
I thought that too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to relook at that.
A little taunt.
So what's the latest on the pickleball? You've been suffering some tendonitis?
Just a little in the shoulder, but I haven't played in 2 weeks. So my shoulder feels good. I have league play Sunday night.
Are you like just freebasing glucosamine right now?
Yeah. I'm in group two, which I'm not happy with because my sub did not keep me in group one. So I'm currently ranked fifth with Corey McCartney. He's ranked sixth.
So how much more season?
We have
left?
3 weeks.
So can you make up ground in 3 weeks?
So this Sunday, I'm going to dominate and be in the top four.
Okay.
And then try and sustain that.
What happens if you finish high enough? What happens?
Nothing. It's just maybe ego.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you got some of that to spare. So
it's a lot of fun meeting new people, and you know, like I told Corey a couple weeks ago, you know, I kind of played with his mind a little bit, and I sent him a text and said I was going to dominate him on Sunday morning.
Did that
and
work?
And he's like, you know, well, I said. Do you know what I do in the morning? I wake up and piss excellence.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
And he was scared, I think, a little bit.
Wow.
Shaken.
Yeah. I don't know.
But Teresa wasn't.
I don't know if your run-of-the-mill pickleball guy is ready for that kind of heat.
Is there a lot of, like, trash talk that happens in...
There's no trash talk.
So you talk more trash than anybody else in pickleball?
Yes.
All right. No, Sign Dog? He doesn't talk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Brad brings it.
So what is he ranked right now?
He is number four.
So he's higher than you.
Correct. So every week, so what happens is two people move up, two people move down. If you're in group A and you're in the top two, you stay. And then the bottom two move down and group B moves up. So that's how it works.
Okay.
And you can just have someone sub for you.
If you're not there. Yeah, and it's supposed to be of your skill level. So some people bring a ringer that's better than them.
Yeah.
Just so they can get beat the next week?
No, so they can move up.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Why were you not there last week?
I was in Vegas.
That was a nice serve there.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Good lead in.
Yeah.
Vegas was amazing.
It
For those
is.
Of you that have never been to Circa, you need to go.
What is and Circa? That's the new one that's off the strip.
So it's on Fremont.
It's got the old pool town with the great big screens.
Correct.
You watch football.
Yes.
Yeah.
And their main sports book area has stadium seating.
And you were there for maybe the best college football weekend we've had all year.
I was there for 7 hours, and it was overwhelming.
Being anywhere for 7 hours in Vegas is dangerous.
It was so fun.
What was go ahead.
To watch Oregon, Ohio State.
That would have been more fun if they had lost Ohio State.
Yeah. I mean, but just, you know, it was, it's crazy. Like, Vegas is just different, and then Circa takes it to a different level. It's almost like overload because they have like 1,000-inch TVs. They have like 300-seat stadium. They have two floors, so you can watch from both floors.
So in the stadium, you're just watching TVs of sports?
Correct, and you're betting.
On sports.
So basically, the stadium seating... We looked into it. It was $300 a person for 3 hours. And you get all you can eat, all you can drink.
So this is like the ultimate sports book, sports watching.
Correct. Supposedly they say it's the biggest sports book in the world.
Like the
largest.
Yes, largest.
Wow.
And we still don't have sports book here locally right now. They're in between vendors
timeline?
Or providers. No, the website's been given the same message since June.
We don't have any inside information.
No.
At least not that we
can share. At least I don't.
But, Vegas was so fun.
So how long were you there?
Vegas is always fun. Thursday through Monday morning.
Okay.
It was my first time ever being in Vegas the entire Sunday. Because normally when we... I don't know about you guys.
Yeah,
Brock, have you ever been to Vegas?
On a Sunday? Yeah, I've been four times.
Well, and a Sunday during football season.
So we leave Sunday normally. Yeah. So I stayed and got to watch the whole day just see people wearing their jerseys and having fun and interacting. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. I'll be darned.
You know, talking smack.
Talking schmack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're
I got you're
good.
You're
now.
Good.
You're good now.
You're good. I'm good. I feel like as I've gotten older, Vegas has become less appealing, but this thing you're describing, Circa, sounds quite appealing. It's a little more my speed.
You're not that old, Brock.
That's okay. I can still be old. Whether I'm old or not, I can still act old.
You're 37 going on 60.
No, I'm 36.
Okay, sorry.
You know, I feel every year of that in my bones.
No, like you're an old man.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
You know, I went home today and I told you this a couple hours ago at basketball practice. I'm sore from standing.
That's not a new thing for me.
You stood for 6 hours today.
I did. I did a lot of standing and I'm sore, like in my knees. And feet.
Well,
you did get to sit up there, though, during the assembly today, in the middle of the kids.
So if anybody in the listening audience ever considered education as a career, you should go to an assembly sometime.
Assemblies are zeros.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think that this, it wasn't a bad assembly. It just, that's what assemblies are.
I thought it was bad. And I was sitting in the
Mr.
middle.
But Mr. Swap was in a bad mood. He was ready to be done for the day.
It was a long week.
I would say, in fairness, student run, first student run for them. So, you know, they're figuring out the kinks.
I think it was okay.
I thought it was fine.
I thought the students running the assembly were tremendous.
Yes.
It's just a sociological event that I think people need to experience.
So I did actually have this conversation with my class this morning. It was like they were seniors in high school. They were just painting their faces, just going wild with it.
Yeah.
And I took my second period in class and go, hey, sixth graders, this is your first pep assembly today. That does not mean you can be late to every class like three people just were because you're painting your face. You need to lock it up right now and figure out how to have school the rest of the day. Otherwise, these assemblies will not happen.
I just want you all to know I spent one period today, the highlight of my day, doing Just Dance.
Yes, you did. And I did too.
Yeah. I did a song. I did YMCA and then a song called Rasputin.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with that?
No. I did Tinder.
We also did Tinder.
And then I did Michael Jackson Thriller.
I just danced for like 25 seconds and I'm exhausted. Maybe that's why my legs are sore. I got into a couple positions that I can't really get into anymore, but that's what the people on the screen were doing.
I mean, I feel like you were dancing quite a bit this last weekend at Judas Priest.
Judas Priest, we went to.
Yeah.
All three of us. And
you were not dancing. I'm kidding.
That was amazeballs.
They were so good.
So
crazy.
It's like
they still have it.
4 days after that concert, my ear was still ringing. Only on the right side, though, because that was the side that they were to us.
So how can you live here and not go to Judas Priest if they're in Everett?
I mean, do we need to pull the audience? Is that what we're trying to do here?
I mean, Sign Dog, of course, had the best seats.
We had really good seats.
Sign Dog always has the best seats.
They were good.
Row two.
Yeah.
How old is the singer?
70, I think.
He looks maybe 80.
And I'm upset that I didn't wear my outfit.
Because you look like he looked 25 years ago.
But, dude...
Thank you. That means I'm 45.
He waddles.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You guys can suck it. There's a little back. There's some people in the background. You know what? Those guys can suck
it. He was good, but the only problem I had is back like in the 80s, you know, he was known for being able to kind of do that scream that was the right pitch. And I think he had some help with his equipment.
You did?
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
I think I don't like his beard.
I loved his beard.
I don't like it.
Do you like the tattoo on the side of his head?
What? I did not notice that.
Wow, you have good eyes.
Well.
I don't know if any of you are going to get this reference, but he looks like Dr. Robotnik. Do you know who that is?
You are correct. I do not know that reference.
No, I do not.
It's from Sega, the original Sega. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
game.
The bad guy, Dr. Robotnik. He flies around the thing.
No. But so he would
waddle around on the stage like that. But his voice, I thought he still had it.
I thought he was getting help
vocally,
electronically. Yeah.
Okay.
But he was good. His stage presence was good.
Yeah.
We missed Iron Maiden.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen Iron Maiden. So back to Judas Priest. Do you remember was it in the 90s when he came out?
Yes, I remember.
And that was like mind blowing at the time. Remember he left Judas Priest and started a band called, Fight?
Nope.
You don't remember that?
No.
God, they had one song and I sent it to you guys and I can't remember the name of the song, but it had a nice little run on MTV.
Is it worth it? Me finding it and playing it?
Yeah. Look up Rob Halford Fight. But they were really good. They were great. Their guitar guy, the lead guitar, and then their bassist, I think, was the other original band member. They were good. I mean, just to be there and listen to them play Turbo Lover and Breaking the Law.
Oh.
Like, that's a life experience you're never going to get back.
Yeah, and we're never going to see them again.
No.
So some songs by Fight are Immortal Sin, Into the Pit, and Jesus Saves.
There was one. I'll look it up at our break. They had one that you guys would remember.
That's a zero.
Oh, no, it's...
I don't know.
The name of the song might be Crazy or I'm Just a Little Crazy or It's All Right, I'm Just a Little Crazy. That's the one I'm thinking of.
I'm not seeing it, but this might be something that we can find later.
Yeah.
Okay. Judas Priest, then, one or a zero? It was a one.
One and a half.
Oh. Amazing. Yeah, one.
Yeah, they were great.
Oh, it was awesome.
We had some great pizza beforehand. Yes. At Brooklyn Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you find a Brooklyn Brothers, you got to go.
Well, is there still one on Camino?
There's not. It's sad.
Really?
Yeah. There's a barbecue place there that's fine.
Mid?
Like mid would be a good description.
As they say.
I don't say that. That means it's a five.
I would say the biggest issue I have with that barbecue place is their brisket isn't good. So there you go.
By the way, I'm sorry.
What?
I hate that new lingo. Hey, what's up? How's it going? Oh, bet.
I know. I'll say something to a kid, and he looks at me and says, bet.
He agrees.
Oh, mid. That's mid.
What is bet? Is bet?
What's bet the, means it's awesome.
I know what it means, but what is the derivation of the term?
Excuse me?
Sorry. My mic is cutting out.
Where did the word bet come from?
You just said derivation?
Yeah, I did. What did it derive from?
Oh, derivative. Okay. Yes. I know derivative, not derivation. Sorry.
It's how do you spell thing. That?
Two sides of the same coin.
Oh, man. So
what bet, else is going
I don't,
on?
I don't know where bet came from, but it's like, hey.
It's awful.
I think this tonight we need to record a podcast, and you'd say, bet. Like,
let's go?
Yeah.
We'll say let's go, not bet. Like, I make a bet in Vegas. Like, to win money.
Bet.
Yeah, fine.
Jesus.
Sheesh. I mean, the amount of brain rot words that are out there, we don't need to get into all of them.
So
speaking of, hey, guess what? We have a new sponsor.
Yeah, we do.
We do. It's Lake Campbell Lodging and the Lake House, a.k.a. Grandma's House. So it's a business and property. It's on Lake Campbell. Been there 56 years in the same family. And they wanted to be, you know, a little sponsor of ours just to shout out the work that we've done and help us along with the show. And so they're going to be a part of that normal intro for us going forward after this. And they also just wanted to be a part of this to shout out all the hardworking moms, wives, and small business community out there in Anacortes.
Mr. Swap, do you want to talk about the sponsor a little bit?
So on behalf of Lake Campbell Lodging, my good friend Dana Christensen from Boston, who was guitarist for Yellow Dog, we met up a couple weeks ago when he was in town and talked about the podcast, and he decided to become a sponsor. So back in the day, we would jam on the property there.
And on Grandma's House.
Yes. So if you're driving to Oak Harbor from Anacortes, as you pass Lake Campbell Lodging, Lake Campbell Motel, it's the lake house there on the right, and that's where Yellow Dog would perform. That's the original Yellow Dog Studios.
That sounds awesome.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. It was, you know, we were really serious about it there for a couple years.
How long would you say the run was for Yellow Dog?
Bet.
I would say 93 to 95.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was something you must have done outside of baseball season.
We kind of did it outside of every other thing that we were probably.
They weren't in high school.
Oh, when was this?
Like post high school.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Wait, when was high school for you?
A long time ago. I think your mic cut out again.
It did.
You have the bad
What's wrong with you?
The problem is that it's like my mic stand continues to just drop lower and lower, and so I have to keep adjusting it up, and then it moves the cable. Yeah, just like it did there.
I can just hear it right
there. No, I had that mic one night, and I couldn't touch the mic the whole night.
All right. Well.
Yeah. Hey, By the way, I couldn't hear that. Are we going to sing happy birthday to Swappy?
No.
Yeah, we are right now.
Are you ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Swap. Happy birthday to you.
Listeners out there, I don't know how our vocals were, so I apologize for that.
That was...
Happy birthday week.
Yeah. It was a good week.
Yeah?
It really was. Yeah.
Awesome.
Great week.
I like that you got shouted out.
Anything special for your birthday day?
What's that?
Anything special for your birthday day?
You know, my birthday day, I went and watched high school tennis and then drove up to beautiful Blaine, Washington, and watched volleyball.
That sounds amazeballs.
Yeah. And did not have time to eat. So I thought, you know, this is the one night I'm going to get a hot dog at the concession stand. No concessions at Blaine.
What?
Yeah.
Well, Blaine.
Yeah.
Borderites.
I know.
And Jimmy Baker's asking us what a borderite is.
Well, it was his birthday yesterday.
Yes.
So it's been a big week.
Yeah.
Big week.
Yeah.
I see that we had sports penciled in there in the intro.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what's going on in the world?
What's going on with cross country, Ruck?
Yeah. Cross country. This is one of our favorite weeks of the year. We had the Skagit County Championships on Thursday. I believe it is the oldest continuously running high school cross country meet. And Anacortes has the longest streak for wins in a row. I think we've done it 9 years at one point in the 80s to the 90s. And at this point, I think we've started a new streak. I think we've run four or five times in a row. I forget at this point. But we ran on Thursday. We took first place individually in each of the JV races for boys and girls and the varsity races. Set the new course record for the boys and the girls, and we're first overall for the boys and girls, JV and varsities. So
that sounds like a lot of winning.
Couldn't have done any better.
I'm so happy for cross country.
Yeah, you love it.
I know I do.
Hey, did I see
I
you?
I also have a son that is running.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Freshman, he was second overall in the JV race yesterday. You know, especially when you're going against some of these other schools, that race is full of juniors and seniors, so he killed it.
Yeah, awesome. Good for him.
We've got district tennis tomorrow at Skagit Valley College. Not indoors, but undercover.
Yes.
Undercover brother.
Do you know the name of the facility?
I do.
Who it's named after?
Joan Armstrong.
I took a class from her.
At Skagit?
Yeah, 1994.
So she's passed away. She was a very good friend of my mom's family.
Of course, because you know everyone.
Yeah, and you know what we called her?
What?
Coach.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Coach.
Yeah. So she would be at every holiday.
Oh, that's awesome.
We just called her Coach.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. So I think it's cool. Ty will be playing there tomorrow. Yeah. And then we have big news next Friday.
Oh.
Is that official?
Yes.
It's official. Now it's not only official, but it's going out on the airwaves.
Hey, I've never been afraid to disappoint fans like when I never went to Australia.
Ruck's a little bit nervous.
I'm incredibly nervous.
Well, and they also
write... So then why don't we make him the lead?
I mean... Whatever, I don't care.
Did somebody just want to say what's happening?
You can. It's your birthday week. And I love what you're wearing right now.
So the View from the Rock podcast will be making its
seminal
live debut next Friday night. We will be the official broadcast team on AHS Live. For the homecoming football game.
Against Burlington.
It'll be your Anacortes Seahawks against their Burlington Tigers.
Are you going to wear your Letterman's jackets?
If you want us to.
I'm going to.
Mine still has paintball stains.
What?
Is there a story there you can share?
Not now.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking forward to it all week.
Yeah.
Ruck's already nervous. He's very nervous.
It's
going to be fun.
There's a high bar. I just don't want to do a bad job.
There's not a high bar.
I mean, in the world of sports casting, there is a bar that's been set.
We are going to have an audience of tens, just like we do for the
podcast. Of thousands and thousands.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. Here's the difference is that right now when we're doing this, this is recorded. And while there is no editing involved, hypothetically speaking, it's not live. Whereas what we do there is going to be live. And so there's a little added pressure.
I don't see what could possibly go wrong.
It's the same thing.
I know logically. I understand what you're saying.
I love it. I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm just going to throw it to you guys constantly. Like, what do you think about that?
Well, clearly we're going to have to talk before this happens.
Yes.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That'll be fun. What else we got going on?
Any other local sports to talk about? I guess football. Football, first loss of the season last week.
First loss in 2 years.
That's right. Archbishop Murphy. It's kind of a tough loss, it looked like. Think that, you know.
We just didn't play good enough.
Like, if they played 10 times, I think we win 8 times. I think there's mistakes were made.
Yeah.
This week, currently, they're playing Lakewood.
Just tipped off or kicked off.
Horrible weather. Horrible weather.
I mean, not windy, though.
Not?
The windy's up north.
So it's not windy in Lakewood?
No.
You know, they're about 5 minutes away from Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's one of our favorite spots. Okay, Josh.
That was quite the laugh.
Yeah.
Do we have a score update?
2-0. Whoa, safety?
Us or them?
Are we ahead?
Oh, my goodness.
So how are we doing health-wise? Everyone's playing or we have someone who's not playing this week?
I don't know if we can say.
Do we know?
Because of, like, you know.
I mean, we don't have to say the name. Maybe the position we can say is not playing.
I think there might be a key position not playing.
Okay.
Maybe even two. Possibly
really?
1.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Not playing.
We can't name what those positions are.
No.
No. I think we'd violate, is it HIPAA?
HIPAA.
Wait, this is a real thing?
What, about tonight's game?
I mean, aren't they watching it right now and they know who's playing and who isn't?
Well,
so why can't we say what the
position
is?
I'm just looking at Swap's head.
I mean, we don't have to say the injuries, but can't
amazing.
We just say so and
so? I can see the blue hues
from the silly string.
No, of your little thing that you're wearing. Is that
it's a tiara?
Call that? Tiara.
Yeah.
For your birthday.
Princess Swap.
Because of birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
For whatever reason, kids this year in my classroom have taken to drawing pictures of me as a princess or a fairy. I'm going to see if I can I'm going to see if I can deflect that onto you guys if I get a picture of Swap here.
What did you say?
I don't know if I want to repeat that.
It's okay. It'll be on the airwaves.
I might have had a little girl the other day call me Princess Wreck. I said, I don't stop. No, I don't need that. Stop.
Wow. I think it's time for a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Did we have some shout outs though?
We need to shout out the old school OGs. Who's the OGs?
I don't
like get them off the top of your head. Tara.
Oh, the original listeners.
OG listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like Ice Cube, Ice T, Public Enemy.
No,
I don't know what you were talking about.
The OG listeners. Tara, Guy Mitchell.
Yeah. Well, how about our studio audience?
Oh, everyone here.
The studio audience.
Mr. Josh Johnston.
Coach.
Coacher.
Tremendous video of a cannonball from a couple weeks ago.
What? Which was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
I have not seen that.
We can show it during break. We have a Rooster Harris here
yep.
in the house. And Farva.
Farva.
Yeah. We got a great crowd. This is, you know what? This is
awesome. We were supposed to do it where we started the podcast and then Swap was going to get bombarded with love.
I did.
For his birthday.
He got bombarded with love.
He was going to get right before. In the face.
Yes. Right in my
and
face.
And he, you know what? It just made his week.
It did. It made his day.
I think he left the middle school at 5:15.
Yes.
Not happy.
I was at the middle school today for 10 and a half hours and did not see the light of day. And at about hour 6, I had an assembly.
It was...
No one ever needed silly string more than I did.
It was great.
Yeah.
If you want to see photos of Swappy's birthday silly string celebration, I think we could do them on our socials.
We definitely could put it on our Instagram. And I'm sure I could tell you what that handle is.
What's our handle?
Yeah. So
I think you could probably just search.
I believe it's the View from the Rock podcast. That's what it is.
So we will put that on there.
Yeah.
And if you have any
Instagram
questions, suggestions, or complaints, you can email us at
theviewfromtherock@gmail.com.
And if you have any complaints, you can suck it.
Yeah, that's fitting. Hey, I think we're ready for a little musical genre. Yeah? Really? You think that we need a break?
I think Mr. Morgenthaler might need a break.
I mean, we can take a break unless you want to like handle the airwaves with me, or unless otherwise, we can take a break.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay. All right. We'll make that happen, listeners. A little break for you, a little break for us. Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. After our first break of the episode, it could be first, could be second, coming up here eventually. Normally, we just do one break. We'll see what happens. But we're going to dive in right into our musical genre, which is hard rock. Hard rock, or is it hard metal?
Well, hard we rock? Have on our notes hard rock, but okay. I think this is going to turn into kind of a little freelance operation just on talking about some cool music.
Yeah.
Hard metal seems different to me than hard rock.
Yeah, so we might have to kind of chew over that a little bit.
So I think, you know, if you're on like XM radio, hard rock and metal are definitely two different channels.
I think hard metal is like a guy that's a drummer that's just 2 foot just hammering, you know, double bass, like a lot of yelling.
Yeah, I mean,
so we're talking about like turbo on Sirius Radio.
I mean, I would call that speed metal. Like some of the stuff I would listen to, like Dragon Force, that's got double bass in it.
Ruck is a speed metal guy.
Ruck likes some speed metal.
I love speed metal.
Okay. I just think hard rock.
So we're just hard rock.
All right.
Okay. So who do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with the OG, Black Sabbath.
Okay.
I think they're one of the originals.
So you got Ozzy and is it
Geezer Butler?
Geezer Butler. That's the name I was looking for. Yeah. I think he lives in Vegas now. If he's alive.
How do you know that?
I don't know how you can be in Vegas.
How do you know that though?
Because I think
you know everything about everything.
Well, no, I don't. Some of the things I think I know, I'd have to fact check myself.
You know a lot about a little.
I know a lot of things that do me no good.
So, Geezer Butler, bassist?
Yes, for Black Sabbath.
That's true.
What do you have on him?
Where does he live? If he lives in Vegas, I'm going to bow down to Swap.
Let me see if I can click on his name.
Currently, Swap is celebrating his birthday week, and he looks amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to go a different route, but...
But I'm glad you didn't.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
I do not see anything about him currently living in Vegas.
Well, I think he's a Raiders fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
His original name is Terrence. Terrence Geezer Butler.
Well, I think if my name was Terrence, I would go by Geezer.
So I didn't know much Black Sabbath. Like, I grew up, like, knowing, like, three songs.
Iron Man, War Pigs.
Yeah. And now I'm like listening. I'm like, oh my God, these are so good.
So, Rock, do you have anything queued up from Sabbath?
I mean, I'll play a couple of those ones that, you know, we all know so well.
Well, no, why don't you play...
He's got something going right now.
Yeah, I know. This is a general.
Yeah. So what do you want me to play then instead?
Hold on.
I mean, this is...
This is iconic. It's the song that if you ask a normal person who doesn't listen to hard rock, they would be like, oh, yeah, no, isn't that like Ozzy or something?
I want you to play Sweet Leaf.
Yeah, that's cool.
So that's my song.
Got a little cough in the beginning?
Yes. Yeah. Right, Swappy?
Yeah.
Sweet Leaf is like, that's my number one.
Oh. And they're, I mean, yes. And they're like, just everything
they're
about...
They're different.
But it spawned... It really did. It spawned a whole new genre.
His voice is super unique in how high it is. And obviously, you know, it's kind of garbled and has that English accent to it. But
you think about it, like Zeppelin, everyone else, they look back to Sabbath.
So, Ruck, play Changes by Sabbath. You know, we've talked about... here the last couple of podcasts about doing saddest songs and Changes by Sabbath, sad song.
It did not come up immediately, so I'm looking a little bit further. Here we go. I've never heard this in my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Dude, Ozzy. Ozzy's good.
Kind of an underrated vocalist,
yeah.
Isn't he?
I don't know how, but somehow YouTube recommended a video for me to watch where he's being interviewed by this lady about what his concerts are like and how it's alleged that he bites the heads off of animals on stage.
That's true.
And he goes, well, some of that's true and some of that's not. You know, what happened was there was a bat that was thrown up on stage and I just thought it was a rubber bat. And I grabbed it.
Your accent sucks.
Well,
I think it's good.
You know what? Have you ever even been to England?
No.
Well, then you can suck it.
Oh,
anyway, so he thinks it's a rubber bat and he bites the head off of it. And then it's like, that's
it. Was it rubber?
And he goes, it tastes really salty.
I have no idea.
I just remember growing up, like, I was scared of Ozzy.
Yeah.
And then right now, think about it. I was scared of Iron Maiden.
Well, because they had, what's the name of their big skeleton guy? Eddie?
I was scared. Like,
but Iron Maiden, what's cool about them is those guys are actually talented musicians.
Yeah.
Isn't their singer, Bruce Dickinson, like a trained opera singer?
Yeah, and he, according to our sources, was like crazy good.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed at all.
I think Wasted Years is one of the best songs in the history of music. Will you play that for us, Ruck?
Who is this by?
Iron Maiden.
Okay, sorry.
They were in Tacoma 2 nights ago.
We almost went.
I haven't been to a concert at the Tacoma Dome in... 32 years.
I was just looking up whether he does have an operatic background. I could not find it. Doesn't mean it doesn't. It's not true.
I might have made it up.
I was just looking real cursory glance. I'll dive deeper.
100% true.
I'm not saying it's not.
And I believe he also flies their plane. I think he's a pilot.
What?
Wow.
Would you trust your crew and everyone? Like, you're the lead singer of the band and you're the pilot of the plane. That would be hard. What do you think, boys in the back? I mean, we're sitting with amazing pilots right now.
And Josh.
So I can confirm. I can confirm that he has sung some operatic pieces like Phantom of the Opera. Sounds like he's self-taught, so maybe not necessarily classically trained, but has the pipes to sing operatically.
So we've talked about a couple of British bands. Is there anybody else that we need to mention here in the, whatever this genre is, hard rock?
Well, I mean, we went to Judas Priest last week.
Yeah.
And I think they're hard rock.
And they're British. And they wear a lot of leather.
And I'm going to play something in a second.
I think those three bands transitioned. Oh. We got another thing. Oh.
Yeah.
We do have another
the
thing coming.
Cannot hear. No,
they cannot hear the music. If only so they there are these long so pauses.
We're,
like, in
we're
the
making
studio.
Noises.
I know.
Like,
oh,
what's
yeah.
going on?
Yeah. We're making like happy food noises.
You know,
I'm sorry. They were freaking good.
Yeah. They were good.
The thing that I wasn't expecting, which now that I go back and listen, they I feel like turned down their singer's volume in comparison to. Like the
everyone
guitar.
Else,
yeah. Like what most bands would do. Like it's almost like an accompanying piece is what it sounds like volume wise.
So if you think about those bands and what happened after that, like Zeppelin had a little bit of Sabbath in them, and then Zeppelin came around.
I think if we looked at a timeline, I think Zeppelin and Sabbath are pretty close to the same time frame.
Do you think that there is a song from Led Zeppelin that you can pull out of the ethers of your brain that you think compares to the sound that Sabbath had?
I got one.
Yeah.
No Quarter.
Well, that's just your favorite song.
No, but it's still, like, think about the riff.
Fast forward, like
10 seconds.
I know. They do this weird little
maybe
20
seconds
thing for like 25
but
seconds.
But like, think about the, like, what?
FYI, we're still a minute in, so not 10 seconds. Let's go further.
Right here.
His voice does sound. Yeah. Kind of his
like,
voice.
There's a little bit, like, they.
Yeah, I see it. It's just a little more like dazed.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
They've had a little more of the sweet leaf.
Oh, that was good. They had a little more of the sweet leaf.
Thank you. I think it's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I'll be damned.
Oh, my God. You know what, Ruck? Get tougher.
Hey, I've been told that my whole life. It's nothing new. maybe Black Dog or Kashmir, do you think it's a little harder? Yeah,
but
like Kashmir, I think.
They have, oh yeah. They have said that they look to Sabbath.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Kashmir definitely.
So we're also in the midst of watching the high school football game with everyone.
That's true.
What's the current score?
Anacortes is 15.
And Lakewood 0.
Lakewood 0.
There was a safety and then two touchdowns with missed extra point.
Looks wet on the field.
It does. It's horrible
it's
weather
very
outside
windy.
Right now.
Like we have a huge storm this weekend.
Yeah.
But not with you.
You know, we talked some Black Sabbath. What about Ozzy Solo?
I personally like Solo Ozzy.
I know
more.
You do. He loves him.
I
no
do
more,
too.
No more tears. Yep. Thank
you.
You going to
play
JoJo.
That for us?
Yes.
Okay.
So who is
Randy Rhoads?
Who? Yes.
I know you're going to ask. He's the lead guitar singer instead of
he's
Tony
amazing.
Iommi.
Yeah.
Guitar singer, guitarist. That's what I meant. Here we go. You're talking about Zach. Oh. Oh, really?
Oh. Rock was wrong.
So Randy Rhoads passes away, gets replaced by Zach Wild.
Okay. Randy Rhoads was crazy
train. This is
train.
So good. Dude.
Randy Rhoads, yeah, crazy train, right?
This is so good. Like, I want to play a lot of right now.
So one of our listening audience pointed out that, in case you were listening to that madness, Zach Wild is the guitarist here, not Randy Rhoads. And you said Randy Rhoads is Black Label? No.
Black Label Zach Society.
Zach Wild is Black Label Society. Also, I assume, hard rock. Never heard them before.
Really?
Yeah.
Because so, rock is 20.
I get older as the episodes go, or younger as the episodes go.
Well, how about back in the day
I'm Peter
with
Pan, baby.
Ozzy and Lita Ford?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I remember that one.
So what about, okay, if we keep going, so we forgot about Megadeth.
Yeah.
I don't, honestly, I can't name a song.
Yeah.
But they're hard rock.
Is that Dave Mustaine?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you want me to, like, play a random Megadeth song?
No. I mean, I want to go to Pantera.
You don't want to, wait, so.
I love Pantera.
Does Tool count in this category?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get to them later. So Pantera
is amazing to me. Like, I fell in love with them in 95, and it makes you work out harder.
it does.
You lift more weights.
So this is definitely the song they're best known for, along with Cowboys from Hell.
Yes.
This is Walk.
Dude, this is amazing. Like, it just makes you feel like you're going to work harder.
You can't help but have your head just go back and forth with it.
But you're saying this about a guy right now that is sore from standing up all day.
And you look amazing.
Thank you. I had silly string shot in my face, and I'm sore from standing.
That's good stuff. I was going to
Slayer.
Yeah, Slayer, thank you. Slayer.
Danzig, too.
Oh, Danzig.
Mother.
Oh.
Mother.
Twisted.
Raining Blood? That's probably.
So, if you're talking about
Slayer. You know, we saw a band too with Metallica that probably should be on here, right? Or are they too new?
Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were really good.
They're in the 2000s, even though we didn't have them. Yes, they're good. They're amazing.
So then is Mammoth same? Too new?
No. I think all these bands.
So hard rock for drugs.
I think hard rock, like, should have been like 70s, 80s, 90s. Like, that was hard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like these new bands are, they're considered hard rock, but they're not, like, super hard.
Dude, did you hear that double bass in the player right there?
Oh, dude.
That makes me so happy.
Double, like, I love a double bass.
Love
a double bass.
Man.
Hey, so my favorite band, one of my top three bands of all time, who is a hard rock?
Okay.
Tool.
Yeah.
I was waiting for this part of the show.
Tool. Like, I've seen them 8 times. They just blow my mind.
The part that more and more as I listen to Tool, I'm aware of, that is shocking, that takes center stage is the bass.
Yes.
Like, hard rock.
His name is Justin Chancellor.
Yeah. You wouldn't think that the bass would be the thing that's most.
And who's their guitarist? Adam Jones?
Adam Jones. And you know who he went to high school with?
Tom Morello.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
Like, what the hell?
How does that happen?
Tom Morello, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. What are you playing? You're playing.
Do you want to guess or do you want me to tell you?
Oh, Ruck is manipulating the soundboard right now.
Yeah, I'm tickling the ivories.
So this album just changed my life.
Listen to the wobbles in the background. Wobble, wobble. Wobble, wobble.
Yeah.
Wow. How are they making that sound?
It's Danny Carey on drums. He's doing all of it.
He's making that noise.
Yes. Do you hear that noise?
Yes. I've been to this concert 4 times.
I know, but this is a weird sound.
I hear that now.
No, he's doing... Danny Carey is, other than 2 other drummers, is the best drummer of all time.
Who are the other two?
Number 3. John Bonham.
Ooh,
Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Yeah.
And Neil Peart.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Who does he play for?
I know who he plays for.
Who?
Rush.
Yeah! Yeah!
Oh! We just had a silly string situation.
That feels like water.
Yeah.
That feels like water.
Yeah.
I just got silly string sensor.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what song out of Tool starts with that bass riff. Is that Schism?
Yeah. So.
No.
No. Let's see.
No, it's about to start. It's this one.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Like, to start a song with a bass riff, just...
Yeah. They're so good.
Wild. Such good stuff.
Wow. What else we got?
Well, according to... Like, we have one from one of our guests.
Corrosion of Conformity?
Yes.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
So, you're going to love it.
Hey, Wait, hold up. Does Rob Zombie count as hard rock?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to put some on later.
So I want you to play Albatross.
If I can figure out how to type this
Corrosion.
Name.
Nice call with Rob Zombie, by the way. Yeah.
And then, you know, the other one that's kind of related based upon the name. Have you ever listened to Cannibal Corpse?
No. But of course you have.
It's Did something. You... Okay, Albatross is what you want?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Oh. Mr. Rock likes it. Dude, they're good. Wait till he starts singing.
Why is this band not bigger? This is a great sound. Or am I just sheltered?
Well, it's 1994.
Yeah, those guys.
And
they look old.
He's not alive, right?
Pepper Keenan.
Okay.
Finished second to Rob Trujillo in the Metallica bass player contest.
So the basis for Corrosion of Conformity...
Took second
Pepper Keenan
for Metallica.
Auditioned for Metallica and took second to their current bassist Robert Trujillo.
Correct.
Got it.
So
they
you
have some
start
talent.
Listening to them.
So
you're gonna listen to a song called I'm on the Hunt.
But like this is what I don't get is they've been making albums since 1984. So how have I never heard of this band before?
Because
is it my fault?
Yes.
Okay.
And you, I mean, you're...
Take your shots. Go for it.
You're 35.
Well, what else we got?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's 38?
Fine. No.
It's How old are you?
Close enough. 36.
Okay. I just keep looking at Swap. He looks so good. Hey, happy birthday week.
Thank you.
Do we have anything else from the hard rock genre that we need to discuss? I'm looking through...
Danzig?
Oh, yeah. And Motorhead. Danzig. We really just need to play Mother. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mother.
not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you have a pamper wedding world? Oh, mother, father, gonna take you down the house tonight. Gonna show her my world. Oh, father, Lord, I'll bow to you.
So I thought of a couple other bands before we play Motorhead. And I don't know, I think that they are hard rock. I just think we haven't talked about them yet. AC/DC.
Yeah. Australian.
Okay.
just to clear that up.
No shit, Sherlock.
It's your birthday. You can say what you want.
Yeah.
Kiss.
Not Australian.
from yeah, okay.
No.
Okay. Really?
Like when you think about these bands, Kiss is, you know, we got to see Kiss. Oh, amazing. Come
on, Toby. So are you judging them based upon their looks as a glam band?
No.
Their sound is not hard rock then.
Yeah.
I think that's blasphemous.
like Black Sabbath. Like the bands we mentioned,
okay.
If they're probably number 10 on the hard rock. Fine, they're hard rock.
Okay, I got a few more for you. Blue Oyster Cult.
Ooh.
I mean, if we're starting in the 60s.
Godzilla.
Ooh.
Hey.
What is that?
Play it.
Okay, let me just roll through.
You don't know who Blue Oyster Cult is.
No, I do.
You can name one song?
Yeah. Fear the Reaper. Fear the Reaper.
Fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
Well, of course you can. That's it.
So we can come back to that. Deep Purple.
Ooh, yeah.
Smoke
on the Water. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you did your research.
No, I know that.
Oh.
Oh. It's my bones. Okay, here's the one that I've wanted to say for a while.
I can feel it in your bones.
Dio.
Oh, yes.
No.
Suck
that
it.
Is Swamp.
Yes. Suck it.
Hell yes.
Like a rainbow in the dark.
Swamp's favorite
holy,
singer.
Holy
and
diver,
Rainbow
baby.
In the Dark.
No,
holy
Swamp's
diver.
Favorite singer is
Ronnie James Dio.
Yeah, best
well,
rock singer.
I'm going to start with my song and we'll go to yours.
Oh, here we go. And then Swamp's going to sing. Oh my God, goodness. Look at him. Dude, his voice is amazing.
Now, Ronnie James Dio replaced Ozzy in Black Sabbath. Is that correct?
He did, and I believe before that he was in the band Rainbow.
Yeah.
There's also a statue of him somewhere in Hungary.
He's incredibly short, right?
Swamp knows everything. He almost got on Jeopardy.
He's incredibly short, right?
He's very small.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Look at that picture. That's him on the right.
Okay. Does that mean he's 5'5 or 5'7?
I mean,
or 5'2.
He might have been performing at the show we went to recently that featured midget people.
He's a second baseman.
I don't think we can say that.
They said that. They were selling shirts that said it's midget time.
So guess what's happening?
They're coming to the Swin.
Yeah. And guess who the sponsor, one of our sponsors, is going?
Sindog?
Yes.
Whoa.
He missed out.
He's taking all of his buddies from Ellensburg.
Yeah, they'd love that. That's right up their alley.
And I said, oh, it's the same as what we went to.
Is this a little holy diver?
Holy diver.
Oh, God. So good.
I love how this starts, how it's just wah, 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 wah.
So,
oh, dude. Swamp's, like, Dio is...
These two songs?
That's his number... that's got to be in your top three, top four.
It's my top one of something.
So, like, before I'd go play football, I'd have my little MP3 player, and these two songs would be queued up, and then I would go on the field.
Really?
Yeah.
And you played harder?
I mean, that's all I knew.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Awesome.
Sorry.
Love that.
Nice work.
Here it is.
Well, fast forward.
Diver. That's it, right there.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Thank you. I think I did pretty good.
You did.
All right, I didn't want to have to cut it off, but I had to.
Oh, man, they're so good.
Okay, I got a couple more to throw at you.
Hey, were you going to throw on some Rob Zombie?
Yes. Yeah. Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, I play that song at least every year.
What?
School's Out for the Summer.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know that's not his best stuff necessarily, but... Okay, we're going to go to Rob Zombie.
What about Deftones?
Okay, so is that...
No,
we were
Rob
talking
Zombie?
Off... Yeah. I'm queuing up Rob Zombie, but we were talking off air, and
so
I don't think we ever figured that one out.
What are you going with? I don't think Deftones are hard rock.
I don't think so either.
Are you going Dragula?
Really?
I was gonna go Super Beast, but any one of the top three I could go with, they're all... Dragula's probably the most PG.
So, Swappy?
Yeah.
Rock is like a heavy metal, like... crazy guy.
So have you seen like Rob Zombie's version of Halloween, the movie? The
newest one? I've seen, no,
I've heard
I haven't.
Crazy.
But I've seen some of his stuff.
I don't watch scary movies.
You're seriously? Afraid?
We had an episode all
Are
about
Are you afraid
scary
of
movies.
The dark?
I slept with a light on when I was a child.
How do you feel about spiders?
But you live by yourself.
Yeah.
In your own house.
I grew out of it when I started to live by myself. You know, when you close your eyes, you can't see, so
Jesus.
It's fine.
Oh, my God.
So,
but you probably have a light on.
No, I don't.
You have a light. You have you have a mini light in your room.
Do you have a Star Wars nightlight like an R2-D2?
I mean, that'd be pretty cool. I'd like that.
Like a Mandalorian nightlight?
Oh,
okay,
do.
I heard
you
that in the background.
Light on.
I heard that.
It's all right.
Can't repeat that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm going to play Dragula before we get out of control.
Okay.
What happened? Oh, my God. Who?
Listeners, if you could see this, just the back of Mr. Morgenthaler is just covered in string.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see.
Dude, his album covers are just the wildest.
You know what? My favorite song from Rob Zombie is 1994 is the year. I don't know the name, but you should know. It's their number one song. Yes. Like
Thunder Kiss 1965
yes,
or something.
Yes, that song is amazing.
From like Hillbilly Deluxe,
Thunder Kiss 65. Yes,
never heard that.
What?
Oh God, Rob!
What?
We had it on the baseball playlist.
Jesus,
by Rob Zombie.
Yes,
White Zombie.
White Zombie. Oh. Well, it's Rob.
But if it's under white, then I've got to go look that up separately. So
just look
matters.
Up Thunder Kiss 65.
Thunder Kiss 65. Okay. It's going to blow
it's
your
a,
mind.
It's
Let's
really
go.
Bad.
Hey. Okay. Thunder
Kiss.
Kiss. Got it.
Oh, dude. You're going to love it. Oh, it's so good. Wait till he sings. What do you think, Ruck?
I think it sounds like him. It's his style. It's like rap rock kind of.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But it's 1994, probably.
Yeah, it's sweet. Speaking of rap rock, we haven't talked about Rage. Rage Against the Machine.
Why don't you play Testify?
If I have to. You know, Testify, for all of you people that are millennials, just takes me back to playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater. That was the song on the track.
I love everything about Rage.
And Rage is like top three bands ever.
Oh, I'm so upset because one of our sponsors, Signdog, and I were supposed to go pre-COVID. Didn't go. And then there was an Achilles tear. And now they're done.
Shoot. All right. I'm looking to see if we're missing out on anything here.
Well, Deftones.
Yeah, but
they're like a new they would be the new 2000 like, but they're, I don't know, you call them just rock.
So what about, I mean, I assume that no grunge is able to be part of hard rock. So then what about Audioslave?
No,
they're
not hard rock. They're rock.
Cochise is hard rock.
Uh-uh.
I would agree with that.
It's still rock. You can't have Audioslave be hard rock.
What about
even if their song sounds hard rock?
What about
I'm sorry, I
System of a Down or or Korn?
Korn.
Korn.
Oh, I've been getting into Korn.
Oh, I like a little Korn.
System of a Down. Rowan loves so much. I'm down. Oh, yeah. A little toxicity.
There yes. You go.
Did I pronounce that?
You did. You got it. You got it right the second time.
Okay.
Yes.
How can I pronounce it?
No, you
how
got
do it. I spell it? TOXICITY.
Yes.
Hey.
My
PE teachers are people,
better.
Too.
Coach Jack.
So, next up. Korn, a little Freak on a Leash.
Yes.
They have so many good songs that I'm starting to figure out because I'm listening to Turbo.
The name of their singer is
Jonathan
Davis.
Yes. No, Jonathan something.
Jonathan Davis. That's right.
So the last time I was in Vegas, the night I got there, Korn was with System of a Down, and I didn't go.
I know, because where did you go to?
The blackjack table.
No, you went to...
The next night, I went to Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
And she was amazing. Not hard rock.
So, I've got a couple more for you. Slipknot?
Oh, yes.
And what about my number one band all time? Nine Inch Nails.
Mm. Yes.
You guys, have you not listened to enough Nine Inch Nails to know?
I could do a little Trent Reznor tonight.
I mean, yeah. It's a bad song.
Well, it's just his
it's
stuff
bad
is
lyrics.
Is a little bit technologically based. Yeah, industrial, thank you. I'm going to switch to this other one by him because I think this We're In This Together Now shows off the hard rock more.
Oh, yeah. I like that. I know this one.
Yes. Ooh.
Long intro. Kind of like it would be Tool. Well,
why don't you fast forward?
I mean, it sounds hard rock to me.
How about Gwar?
How do I spell that?
G-W-A-R.
G-W-A-R.
You've never heard of them?
No.
What? How have you not?
Whoa, what?
Yes. They're dressed as like monsters.
Yeah.
How have you not heard of Gwar?
What?
Yeah.
This is insane. Listeners, look up Gwar.
Oh, dude.
They're not like good, right?
No, they're kind of good. They don't sound like they look. Like, their music doesn't jive with how they look.
No, it doesn't.
What do you want?
Hey, how about Sabaton?
You know what? I want to hear Sabaton. This will be the first listen for all of us on Sabaton.
No, Sabaton is okay. They opened for Judas Priest when we went, but we were eating pizza.
So, I think we're close to the beer of the week.
Yeah, I agree. This song's called The Last Stand, and this will be the last song.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah.
I'm still not sure what our genre was.
It was heavy metal.
I thought it was hard rock.
Okay, yeah.
You know, this... Okay.
Zero.
I'm going to share another band with you based upon hearing this.
You said Sabaton was last.
Well,
I'm telling
you. I just want to say, this reminds me of Blind Guardian. Have you heard of Blind Guardian before?
No.
Anyone in the studio?
Because you're the only person in the headquarters that listens to
crazy
hard
metal.
Here, I won't play it for you, but we'll listen at some point. Listeners, look up Blind Guardian.
I got one.
You got one?
I got one for you.
Well, if you get one, then I get one.
Do I get one?
I believe in a thing called love.
Oh.
Who sings that? Oh,
the darkness.
The darkness.
Oh, the darkness.
Wait till you hear
baby. I've heard the darkness.
Oh, baby. Oh.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
You want me to play that song?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that...
So their singer has got a very distinctive voice.
Yeah.
You've never heard the darkness.
Yeah. It's a cultural experience.
Oh, he loves it. Rooster loves it.
It's like pop rock.
No, it's not. That's not fucking pop rock. Come on, rock. Go. Turn it up. Uh-oh. Hey, you want to come in and say hi?
Yeah. Love this. You know, the best part, too, about this is that I'm the only one of us who's actually seen them live, which I can't say for very many things.
So I'm sorry.
Our studio audience just expanded by two.
Yeah, there's chaos.
And it's a big night here at the Yellow Dog Studios.
But really, that just means this is an opportunity for me to play Blind Guardian like I wanted to.
Okay, you have a song that... I'm going to play Blind Guardian.
Okay, here we go. It's called Mirror Mirror. You like that. This is Mirror Mirror by Blind Guardian.
Turn it up. You know I like loud music.
I do, yeah.
That's a zero.
Dude, you don't like double bass. That's what I hear. That's all that
I
says.
I like double bass on the bands that I like.
That's fair.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
So, are we ready to go to the beer of the week?
Yeah. Please. Let's do it.
Because whatever that musical genre was, I think we wore it out.
Yeah.
So, 1 minute break.
Really?
Yeah. So, I can read off the can.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Because we're doing it differently tonight.
Are you getting your magnifier lens?
I can read off it for you if you want me to. We could have a guest reader.
I think we should have a.
I think we should have a guest reader.
And he could do it in a Wisconsin.
And he is like the original rooster.
Is there a new rooster? Oh yeah, yeah, da 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 da. So. Reading off the can? Rooster reads?
All right, let's go.
Yeah,
I thought we were taking a break.
Oh, we're taking a break?
Yeah,
we don't have to.
1 minute break.
Okay.
All right, I can. You know, I'm just not a break kind of guy, but we'll see you in a minute, listeners. Welcome back to the View from the Rock podcast. We took a little break there, and we're back here now with our beer of the week. And this beer of the week is a special one brought to you by one of our special guests in the audience today, Rooster, who's now going to tell us what beer it is we're drinking today and all about it.
All right. Thanks, Ruck. So compliments of Ma Harris, we have the Spotted Cow from the New Glarus Brewing Company in Wisconsin.
Oh,
it's a beer that you can only get in Wisconsin, so it's kind of a special treat for everybody. It's honestly not that great of a beer. It's kind of like the Ranier of Wisconsin, but it's good to have with some brats while you're watching the Packers. So the label is Wisconsin's original farmhouse ale, an artisan brewed and canned by the hardworking employee owners here in New Glarus. Spotted Cow adheres to the Reinheitsgebot purity law, using only 4 all-natural ingredients, yeast, hops, water, and malted barley. Yeast remains in the can to enhance the fullness of flavors. It is naturally cloudy. Expect this ale to be fun, fruity, and satisfying, just like Pat. And you know you're in Wisconsin when you see a Spotted Cow. So only in Wisconsin. Compliments of Ma and Pa Harris. Congratulations.
Wow. Let's give him a round of applause.
Yes!
Round of applause.
Did we talk about him a little bit?
Oh.
Wow. As he cracks a Spotted Cow. That description brought a tear to my eye. Maybe two. Tears to my eyes. I know. We have Rooster Harris here. I'm not versed enough in Navy parlance to be able to speak to all of his naval
accolades.
Accolades.
Thank you. Okay. When I said naval. Yeah. When I said navel, I said navel, and all I could picture was a belly button. So I paused for a moment. But we are in rarefied air
right
now.
Yeah,
we really are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do we have more of these? I want to try one.
Yeah,
I think we have multiple Spotted Cows.
Yeah, I may have drank them all, but
well, it could have happened.
Yeah, mm.
Is a cow a bovine?
Cow is a bovine. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. This is very bovinous.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you know what state I'm from?
You're from the UP, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I thought you were going to say Wisconsin. Yeah, I'm actually from the Upper Peninsula, but about 20 minutes from Wisconsin. All the family's from there. So.
So the UP, you know, the one of my favorite authors actually writes a series that takes place in the UP. So in my mind, I've been there, but physically have not.
There's some good Ernest Hemingway. He's wrote a lot of novels about the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Pretty place. Kind of looks like here, but the trees are about the third of the size. Mountains about the third of the size. So, yeah, it's a beautiful place if you ever get up there.
And the spring and falls are shorter.
Yeah, and then the winters are really long, which is why I'm never going back. So,
yeah.
I'm glad you clarified UP. I was not sure what you guys were talking about when you said UP.
Oh, really?
Upper Peninsula.
Yeah. Got it. The Uper.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're an Uper?
Yeah, Uper.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the town you're from?
Escanaba.
Can you draw that on your hand? Where
I
that
sure
comes
can.
At?
Yeah. So everybody's looking at the mitten, right?
Yep.
But yeah, I'm up here in the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, that's what Upper Peninsula is.
Yeah. It's about an hour and a half north of Green Bay. So.
And you can drive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can drive. Yeah, you have to go across a big bridge to get to the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. But to get to Wisconsin, you just drive across the border.
And to get to the UP from Michigan, what is the first place you hit? Sault Ste. Marie?
So, yeah, you go over the Mackinac Bridge, which for a long time was the world's largest suspension bridge. It's 5 miles long, really beautiful. And then, you get into Sault Ste. Marie, Mackinac City. And then there's not a whole lot up in the UP. There's like 10 of us, so.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, beautiful place, though.
Man.
Nothing but fish, deer, and novelists, apparently.
That sounds like animals.
Well, I think there is a high, a high density of novelists from the UP.
There actually is, yeah.
Yeah, I think, really.
Yeah. So there's nothing to do up there except for snowmobile, deer hunt, and drink beer. So this is perfect. So, yeah, thanks for having me.
Man.
As some people might say, it sounds amazeballs. Jason, yeah, Jason says that sounds amazing.
Deer hunting,
snowmobiling, and drinking beer.
That's
literally the only things to do. The fourth thing though is to watch the Packers, and so I know you're not into that. So.
Oh, but we have a Packers fan here in the house too.
Yeah, a little cheesehead,
Mr. Johnston.
Maybe two.
It's my boy,
Rooster. Are you a cheesehead too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. Yeah. I mean, technically, no, because I grew up in northern Michigan. But,
sure.
But, yeah, honorary cheesehead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get far enough away from Detroit, you've got enough reasons to not root for the Lions.
Yeah. Nobody goes to Detroit.
Yeah.
Michigan's amazing except for Detroit. So, yeah. But, yeah, grew up way closer to Green Bay than, you know, like 9 hours away from Detroit. So.
And then can you drive to Canada from the UP or do you have to take a boat?
So, no, you can drive there. You go to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and then it's just a real short bridge across to Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario.
Great hockey players. Yeah, that's right. Sault Ste. Marie is like a dual city kind of a thing.
So Sault Ste. Marie, Canada is much bigger, but almost like the team that we played the first game of the year for Anacortes football. Uh-huh. Every year we would play the team from Sault Ste. Marie and just destroy them in football, and then we'd go up there and play hockey, and they would give it right back to us when we could be like 15-0.
So what is the university in Sault Ste. Marie? Is it Lake Superior
State? Lake Superior State University, which won NCAA hockey championship back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then the one that was near me was Northern Michigan University, same thing. And then there's also Michigan Tech. So there's actually great hockey up there.
Huh.
Even though, like I said, there's only about 17 people total, but yeah, good hockey.
I'll be damned.
Dang.
Cool place.
I mean, is hockey in Michigan almost the number one sport?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, in the northern Michigan, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you grew up playing hockey?
Pond hockey.
Pond hockey. The what?
Michigan State Championship, the high school boys, like all the hair. The state championship in Michigan is like the all hair game because the guys get to come out on the ice with their helmets off.
So the one of our guests is telling us about the guys for University of Michigan hockey.
No, just Michigan State hockey.
Michigan State, like the state of Michigan hockey. State of Michigan, they work on their flow. They come out with great hair.
There's some good mullets.
Okay.
Yeah.
The salads come from. What do you mean salads? I don't know what that is.
The hair salad.
Oh, hair salad. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so like you'll see a guy, like even in baseball, with a big
salad.
Big hair, and you'll say he's got a head of lettuce.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no. I've heard that. Got it.
Yeah, there's a lot of mullets still. And we're still stuck in like 92, so.
Red Dawn.
Sweet mullet. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the mullets come back at this point. Like, we've got a sweet mullet in our school. Multiple, but have you seen the red mullet?
I have.
It's epic.
Yeah.
Well, he'd fit in great drinking a New Glarus in the Upper Peninsula.
Oh, man.
Is New Glarus like the rainy? There's no other competitors with it that really. It's like, that's the one.
No, there's a lot. I mean, it's Wisconsin.
Yeah, like,
every town, I'm not kidding you, has a cheese shop and then has a brewery.
Yeah.
Like that historically. So, like, drive. No, I mean, there's Blatz, Pabst, Schlitz, New Glarus. But, you know, New Glarus is kind of the trendy one now. And they've made a niche because you can only buy it in Wisconsin. They don't ship it anywhere else. So that's why everybody's trying to get it.
Scarcity.
Yeah. But no, I mean, you have like Leinenkugel's in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But I brought my little guy, John, who you know, to a series with my dad to watch a bunch of Brewers games. And no kidding, every town has a cheese shop. So John wants to stop in every town as we're driving through, and they all have cheese samples and stuff. So
wow.
So yeah. Leinenkugel is up from up there.
Chippewa Falls, yeah.
Yeah, and they did they had the summer shandy.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, every town in Wisconsin had its own brewery, and then now they've kind of gotten bought up and expanded a little bit. But yeah, you guys would love it there, doing a little tour.
Yeah, I mean, you're selling me on this right now. Yeah. You had me at cheese and beer, if we're being honest. But
yeah, those are pretty much.
You know, if I listed maybe my five favorite things, cheese and beer are probably my top two.
I mean, maybe at some point we can just do a little our five favorite things.
You know,
I know.
In all honesty, even if you're not a Packers fan, you need to go to Lambeau because it's like if somebody's stuck an NFL stadium where the Fidalgo pool is. I mean, that's what it's like. It's like 1960s and 70s houses.
Yeah.
And then there's just an NFL stadium in the middle. Wow. So everybody rents out their lawns for tailgating or their driveways for parking. I mean, it's the most unique sports experience.
That's so cool. So.
And I saw a thing this week on Twitter where it was, you know, the guy doing it said house, Lambeau Field, house.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Have you been there, Josh?
We need to take a trip to the motherland.
Yeah, yeah. I'll bring you. I'll give you guys a good tour. We'll get some brats, some cheese, some spotted cow.
Oh,
sounds lovely.
I think I was supposed sounds to talk lovely. For like 30 seconds, and 5 minutes later, well, I'm sorry.
We might have found a someone. Maybe we prefer you. I don't know.
All right, I'll give back the headphones to Morgie. Thanks, guys. Enjoy
well, that was great.
Cow.
That was awesome. Rooster.
Hey, thanks for joining
thank
us.
Thank you.
Happy birthday week.
Yes. So, hey, do we want to get into our top three?
We can roll right in.
Let's
I'm
roll
ready.
Into the top three.
I'm ready. I'll start us off. So we are talking about top three fictional sports villains. So last time we did an episode, we talked about, well, I need to take that back one, don't I? So the last time we talked, we didn't do top sports villains. We were just kind of talking. But the time before that, we did top sports villains. So it was actually the last episode of season two.
Yeah. And it was real sports villains.
Real sports
villains. So, like, I think I had Jeff Hornacek.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wiping his forehead.
Jeff Hornacek.
Yes. Yeah. Welcome back,
dude,
Morty.
He's terrible.
Well, yeah. Remember?
That's a zero. Hornacek. I love him, but oh my God.
If really? You can't see this with the listeners, Swap is caressing his face.
Every time he shoots a free throw, he's rubbing his right cheek to his family.
Yeah, it's for his kids. The number of kids, yes.
No, sorry.
Yes, and maybe on
I'm not doing that.
Maybe, hey, Morgie, maybe...
I'm telling my family, hey, I love you.
Morgie, on the Secret Podcast, we can talk about what Charles Barkley said about Hornacek.
Yes.
All right, so top three fictional sports villains. My number three, from the movie... The D2, the Mighty Ducks, Team Iceland. They were the biggest jerks. They were all dressed in black, extremely intimidating, thought they were better than everybody else, giving off some real Aryan vibes there also. Man, Team Iceland, they were scary. You guys ever see that movie, D2, the Mighty Ducks?
I showed it in class one
D2.
Year.
D2. No, yeah. The second... Movie?
The second one's better than the first.
So was Emilio Estevez in that
yes.
one?
Okay. He so
okay.
He so in that movie he takes over Team Iceland. He's their coach, I believe, isn't he?
No, I've never seen that. I've seen the first
one. Does Emilio Estevez become the coach of Team Iceland?
Mighty Ducks
no?
number two.
D2.
D2.
It's the better of them.
Okay.
Okay, give me your number three then.
Okay, you ready for my number three?
Swap's number three. Hold on.
Our boarding school together.
Okay, Swap is doing something.
So my number three.
No, I think you need more. You need
no,
more.
No, you need you way need more. More.
You need more.
Suck it all in.
So someone bought some wonderful big round balloons
for
the Swapper.
Birthday.
I think that's good. I think we're good. I think we're good. I think we're good.
So my number three
what?
Is the coach from the Bad News Bears.
Oh, that's so funny. Hold on. Wait, Bart. I can't wait for your number two.
Can you tell us about this coach from the Bad News Bears, Swapper?
So the coach from the Bad News Bears was, I believe the character's name was Roy Turner, played by Vic Morrow. Who he actually, Vic Morrow, great character actor, but died in the filming of the movie Twilight Zone.
Jesus.
Wow.
Like, how do you know everything? You know everything.
I know. So I'm hesitant to paint him as a sports villain.
Okay.
But if you remember the original Bad News Bears.
Yes.
Like, he struck his kid.
Yes.
On the mound.
Yes, 100%.
And he was the epitome of every bad sports dad.
Yeah, and Ruck has no idea because he wasn't born.
I've seen the damn movie, okay?
The original with Walter Matthau?
Yes, the only one worth watching.
I know.
So, hey,
Tatum O'Neill.
Oh. I mean, riding the motorcycle.
Kelly Leak.
Yeah. So my number three.
Ahmad.
This guy is so awesome. He is so shitty, but he's awesome. Sorry, excuse my language. White Goodman from Dodgeball.
You going to get the quote right?
No, I'm not. You can say it for me, Brock.
I will. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Yeah, nobody makes me bleed my own blood. I said it better than you.
Yeah, you did. Always. Yeah, he's great. He's incredible. You love to hate him.
Oh, he's awful.
He has some of the best lines, though. Just like when he walks outside.
Remember when he tries to walk up and he's like trying to date?
Oh, yeah.
The girl from Brady Bunch.
Who's actually his wife in real life.
Wow.
Oh, ex-wife now. Oh.
Oh.
Get a little fact from the audience.
Here we go. Okay,
so swap.
So who's two. Number two?
Who's your number two? Go.
So who's number two right now?
Why don't you give us your number two?
Who's your number two? No. He's going to go number two.
I mean, I can squeeze my number two in while he's getting ready.
No, he's in. Who's your...
So my number two is Ivan Drago.
Did that change?
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Ivan Drago?
He was so bad in Rocky IV.
Wow. Listeners, that was a new level right there.
So, Rock, can you tell everyone why he speaks that way?
He's currently speaking that way because the giant balloons I was referencing before.
I mean, I hated Russia during that movie.
those balloons are currently being used to leak their helium into Swapper's lungs.
He was injecting steroids into his biceps during that whole movie.
And that is causing his voice to sound extremely high.
Okay. My number two.
But when Rocky trained in Siberia, he looked so tough.
That's incredible.
All right. Number two, Rock, hurry up.
Hurry. All right, I'll say number two. I was about to explain why helium caused that to happen to your voice, and I don't think anyone cares.
No.
So mine is Shooter McGavin.
All right.
From Happy Gilmore.
Yes, amazing.
He's amazing. He's got the hands that everybody does. He's just slick. He's an absolute jerk. He gets totally messed
awful.
Up. Okay. Sorry. We're going to have to bleep that one there. Thank you. Yeah, he's terrible. He's awful. You know, we're like a PG-13 movie. We can say that one time before we go on to...
I'm sorry. Ivan Drago's my number two.
Okay.
Are you number one?
I'm just making sure I can talk right now.
You both had Ivan Drago at number two then. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, hey, before then you go on to your number one, that's what my number one was. So I would just say... one of the greatest sports movies ever, and he's one of the greatest villains.
Well, I think one of the greatest sports movies ever is The Karate Kid.
Mr. Swap, will you tell us more?
And that guy with blonde hair, Mr. Johnny Lawrence, he was amazing in that movie.
Your voice is meant for helium, Swapper. Yeah, he's going to say more.
And there was that guy that said, sweep the leg, Johnny. Sweep the leg.
You kind of have a bit of a... You know, who's the guy that does the workout stuff? Richard...
Simmons?
Richard Simmons. Swap sounds like Richard Simmons when he's got the helium.
No, hell no.
Oh, wow. You're next, huh? I'm surrounded by high talkers right now. Audience, if you could see this, I don't know what Jason is doing. It's like he's biting out of a giant grape. He's taking giant breaths.
All I know is we're having a great time.
Yeah. There we go. He's got the helium too. This episode's about to be done. Do you want to tell us your number
Tool
one?
Tool is the greatest band of all time.
Did you tell us your number one, Jason? You're going to tell us your number four? Yeah, you know, audience, this could be related to one of the reasons why I think to myself, oh, I don't know if I can do a Friday night game.
I must break you.
Okay.
Ivan Drago is my number one.
Yeah.
I will break you.
So you're number one and two were Ivan Drago?
Hold on.
Yeah. Okay. Give us your list.
Johnny Lawrence.
Was number two?
No, Johnny Lawrence is number one. I'm
okay.
sorry.
Okay, and Drago is two. Okay, we got it. Just,
I mean, we've been
Okay. And Swapper, you got your list out? Okay. Hey, you oh, know, this is taking quite the turn.
Hold on a second.
Audience.
Johnny Lawrence, I must break you.
Yeah, I think it's Sweep the Leg.
Sweep the Leg!
You know, audience, you can hear that music in the background. If you have any complaints because of anything that Morgie might have said today, feel free to email us at theviewfromtherock@gmail.com. We'll see if this you know, ever gets on the air. Until next time, stay safe.